Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, representing the Native Jazz Quartet, I have Ruel Lubag and I have Ed Littlefield. Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
they're being very kind and gesturing gestures to each other. Welcome back. I know that the Jazz Quartet has performed here in Sitka before, but this upcoming performance is special. CD release concert.
Right.
But this isn't, it is technically your first CD, but not.
Yeah, we have been a group, Ruel, Christian Fabian, myself, and Jason Marsalis, for about 4 years. And we did two records, one called Walking Between Worlds and one called West Coast Session, before this new album. But this is essentially the first under our real name.
Our brand name,
if you will.
Well, maybe you could talk about the name Native Jazz Quartet.
Well, I think it kind of came about because the original inspiration for the project was Ed had a vision of taking Native songs that he'd learned from Charlie Joseph here in, while he was growing up. And, of course, with his mom and being a student of that music and the history, and got inspired from a dream, if I recall, is what you told us. Yeah. And so he was trying to find a way to adapt that music into the, I guess you could say, the straight-ahead jazz format. And that's how his personal project came about, and then it kind of rolled from there.
Yeah, where we took, we used the Native part very loosely in a traditional sense, where we are all Native of somewhere, and so we all have Native backgrounds of some sort. We're all American in this group, and but we all have individual backgrounds. So I'm from Alaska. I'm Alaska Native. Jason has African-American heritage. Christian is a first-generation immigrant from Sweden, Germany, and Ruel has Filipino background, a first-generation American. And I think that is very strong. As a group, we all bring different things to this record, this new album, and the whole group.
So this comes to you in a dream,
like
when you approach your friends to create the quartet. Are they just like, "Are you crazy?" Or was everybody like 100% on board right off the bat?
No, they said I was crazy
first.
Yeah. They still do. Jason has a really good way of explaining this, this thing. He said, "Oh, I just played a session the first time he came in, worked with us." It wasn't until a year later and the record was already out and we went on tour for the first time that he goes, "Oh, I get it. I get the concept. We're playing folk music of the people in a jazz style." So when we do these songs and these Native songs, they're all folk music of a different people. And so I think after a few months, a year, everybody got on board.
That's interesting. I think with all bands, your sound, your interactions, it all sort of evolves. And how did you two initially meet?
Well, I met Christian at the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival in Moscow. And we met, I think, backstage when the artists and the judges were there, because I was there judging competitions and things like that. And then Christian and I met and were introduced and ended up on a clinic together. And Ed had been there as a student prior, probably 6 or 7, maybe even 8 years before that. And Ed and Christian had met far then, before that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't meet Ed till about 3 years later. And Christian calls me and says, Hey, you want to do this gig with me, and it's, and I said, "Well, who's on it?" He goes, "Oh, there's this drummer. He went to Idaho. His name is Ed Littlefield." And I go, "Oh, okay." So,
your voice of him is pretty spot on for the listeners. If you haven't met Christian Fabian,
so we did this trio gig, and it was the chemistry was really good right away, and so it was like, I think another year until you guys proposed the project.
Right.
And I was like, sure, I'll do it.
Why not?
Yeah.
And it's kind of ambitious because, Ed, you live in Seattle, mm-hmm. and Ruel, you as well?
Mm-hmm. Although Ed's not really there half the time, even when I call him for a gig.
Well, I was going to say, everyone lives someplace else. How do you come together? I mean, you create a tour schedule, but when do you rehearse?
When we get together.
When we get together, right before the gig.
Oh, you guys are pros.
Yeah.
Well, and this is something to think about, is that even though we're coming from four completely diverse backgrounds, we grew up in completely different areas because of the common language of jazz and the especially the styles that we all have in common. When we come together, there's this vocabulary that we share musically. And even on that first session, I mean, Jason flew in around 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. He was in the studio at 11. He had like an apple to eat. We started recording at noon. We were done recording by 5 on the very first project. Then we drove to this little venue and played a one set gig for an hour and a half. And then we didn't see him for a year.
Oh, my goodness.
But you could tell even in that session, yeah, we're reading. Yeah, we're trying to record this stuff. There's no concept, but there was a chemistry that was innate to what was going on. You could just sense it. And on the tour that following year, it all culminated with the final concert on the tour here in Sitka. And we did, Ed and Christian had some guys video it, and it's a DVD, which is available, by the way, and probably as part of a package deal.
Yeah.
But anyways, that DVD, you can see in a week after, you know, 4 or 5 days of playing together, the chemistry is really, it's kind of creepy how we came together.
It's creepy.
Creepy in a positive way.
In a good way.
Well, actually, that DVD was recorded here in Sitka 2 years ago at the Performing Arts Center. And if you see the posters, that's a picture from the DVD.
Oh, it's a still.
Yeah, it's a still of the from that concert. And I'm laughing, and so is Ruel at the same time, if you look close
it
enough.
It is good to see joy on stage with artists. Yeah. So you have a concert coming up tomorrow at the Otis Theater, 7:30 p.m., and the Otis Theater is part of Allen Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's technically your CD release concert, so you'll have CDs.
Right, yes.
Maybe some other merch?
Yes, we've got both Christian and Jason have CDs out. They'll have some available there. I've got my CD out, plus we're really selling the NGQ Stories album. But we'll have a lot of different CDs and things. If you buy a bunch of them, you get a big discount, so, and we'll sign them all for you.
And is the set list based on your new CD, or you're going to just play your favorites?
Yeah, we've got, we're pretty much going to play, I think, every song on the album, maybe some more. We've got a repertoire of over probably 30 songs by right now.
And then we'll do some of the thousand-year-old hits, too.
Thousand-year-old hits, named Chatlucha Shadki.
Bless you.
Thank you. And...
Yeah,
we don't have any fun in this group.
No.
But we've also got the workshop going on in addition to this concert and CD release concert, which is an integral part of the native jazz part. And so we've got 8 students, and we've got Jason Marsalis, who's a member of the group, who, one, just got inducted into the Jazz Hall of Fame last year.
That's amazing.
2, just got the up-and-coming jazz vibraphonist of the country, and 2.5 months ago, 3, he got his record for about 3 weeks was number 1 on the jazz charts. So we've got this amazing national talent coming into Sitka for 5 days.
And I think folks, you know, even if they've even got a little bit of time to just come by and even just sit in for a few minutes and check out what the workshop's about. You know, and if there's someone who maybe couldn't attend this year, you know, and if it happens again in the future, you know, they might want to consider coming to
definitely.
That.
Well, we are so fortunate to have you in Sitka and to have all 4 of you in the same place at the same time.
That's right. Thank you.
So check out the CD release concert. That's tomorrow at the Otis Theater, 7:30 p.m. It's on the Sitka Fine Arts Camp campus. Tickets are $15 and available at the door. Ruel and Ed, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.